Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, November 16th. The holidays are almost upon us, and if you're stuck on what to buy for friends and family, well, there are a lot of ways to get help. Right around Black Friday, web traffic to product review sites picks up considerably as folks poke around reviews and recommendations before committing to put this or that gadget under the tree. But staffers at one well-known product review site are threatening to walk off the job right around Black Friday this year, which could leave their higher-ups in a holiday lurch. The New York Times Wirecutter unit tests and reviews everything from bath towels to fire pits. But since the Times union secured recognition at Wirecutter 2 years ago, it's been fighting for a contract. Union members say the Times is refusing to come to the table on an initial collective bargaining agreement, according to Bloomberg. The union's 70 Wirecutter staff members want higher salary floors and annual guaranteed raises. They say the Times is offering raises of only 0.5% per year. And Wirecutter is certainly bringing in the revenue for its parent company, the New York Times. The Times makes money each time a customer clicks on and buys something through a Wirecutter product link. That's called affiliate marketing. And in September, the unit launched a paid subscription service and signed up 10,000 users in a month. Union members say despite the revenue they're bringing in, the Times won't pay them adequately. If a deal can't be reached by November 26th, the site's staff will walk off the job and ask readers not to shop through Wirecutter that weekend, according to Poynter. As you can imagine, the weekend after Thanksgiving is the busiest time of year for the site. The move will surely put a squeeze on the Times, which is, of course, the point. As Wirecutter writer Katie Okamoto told Bloomberg, quote, "We know what we're worth," end quote. While Wirecutter staff fight for compensation, a rival product review site will undoubtedly be trying to hook their readers. Reviewed.com was acquired by media giant Gannett in 2011. The site mostly made money from running ads on its pages. But 6 years later, Gannett honed in on the allure of affiliate marketing fees, and oh boy, were those alluring. Like Wirecutter, Reviewed makes a small percentage of whatever a customer pays for a recommended product, anywhere from 1 to 20%, according to the Wall Street Journal. Those fees can add up to some serious revenue. With growth and affiliate marketing fees in mind, Gannett set out to boost Reviewed. It doubled the number of staffers to 80 in the past 18 months and has tried to carve out a distinct section of the product review market. Reviewed general manager Chris Lloyd told the Journal that his company saw Wirecutter as the cool friend that gives product reviews. Reviewed, meanwhile, is, quote, the nerdy friend. I mean, it has a testing lab in Cambridge, so that checks out. The product review industry is gearing up for its busy season, but Wirecutter is hoping that this season, its employer is feeling extra giving.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Luby.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.